He belched violently during the silence that followed. The ladies pretended to study the sky and the little garden behind the cathedral. Ignatius lumbered over to the picket fence, abandoning the hopeless cause espoused by the wagon, and viewed the oil paintings and pastels and watercolors strung there. Although the style of each varied in crudity, the subjects of the paintings were relatively similar. Camellias floating in bowls of water, azaleas tortured into ambitious flower arrangements, magnolias that looked like white windmills. Ignatius scrutinized the offerings furiously for a while, all by himself, for the ladies had stepped back from the fence and had formed what looked like a protective little grouping. The wagon, too, stood forlorn on the flagstones, several feet from the newest member of the art guild.
"Oh my God!"
Ignatius bellowed after he had promenaded up and down along the fence.
"How dare you present such abortions to the public?"
"Please move along, sir,"
a bold lady said.
"Magnolias don't look like that,"
Ignatius said, thrusting his cutlass at the offending pastel magnolia.
"You ladies need a course in botany, and perhaps geometry, too."
"You don't have to look at our work,"
an offended voice said from the group, the voice of the lady who had drawn the magnolia in question.
"Yes, I do,"
Ignatius screamed.
"You ladies need a critic with some taste and decency. Good heavens! Which one of you did this camellia? Speak up. The water in this bowl looks like motor oil."
"Let us alone,"
a shrill voice said.
"You women had better stop giving teas and brunches and settle down to the business of learning how to draw,"
Ignatius thundered.
"First, you must learn how to handle a brush. I would suggest that you all get together and paint someone's house for a start."
"Go away!"
"Had you artists had a part in the decoration of the Sistine Chapel, it would have ended up looking like a particularly vulgar train terminal,"
Ignatius snorted.
"We don't intend to be insulted by a coarse vendor,"
a spokeswoman for the band of large hats said haughtily.
"I see," Ignatius screamed. "So it is you people who slander the reputation of the hot dog vendor."
"He's mad.
He's so common.
So coarse. Don't encourage him."
"We don't want you here,"
the spokeswoman said tartly and simply.
"I should imagine not."
Ignatius was breathing heavily.
"Apparently you are afraid of someone who has some contact with reality, who can truthfully describe to you the offenses which you have committed to canvas."
"Please leave,"
the spokeswoman ordered.
"I shall."
Ignatius grabbed the handle of his cart and pushed off.
"You women should all be on your knees begging forgiveness for what I have seen here on this fence."
"The city is certainly going down when that's out on the streets,"
a woman said as Ignatius waddled off down the alley. Ignatius was surprised to feel a small rock bounce off the back of his head. Angrily, he shoved the wagon along the flagstones until he was near the end of the alley.